Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Very good to see everyone this morning. Glad that you could be here. What I want to do this morning is to unpack a few things from the scriptures today concerning faith and love. And that is a huge theme, as you know, in the writings of John and his gospel, as well as in the first reading from today that Bobby read just a few minutes ago. And this verse from the first reading, next to last sentence, third to last sentence, and this is his commandment, that we believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he commanded us. So I want to unpack that a little bit with you today. It has a lot to do with how we live our Christian lives, obviously. And also, it's the fact that Jesus commanded these things. That's very important. Now remember, obedience has to do not with keeping the rules so that you can be okay with God. Everyone's all right with that, right? You're okay with that? Good. I would have gone to a different sermon if you weren't at that point. But obedience is the flow of your identity, who you are in Christ, how he's created you, how he's gifted you. Your obedience is the flow of that. Very, very different. You've received the love of God. Now, I want to unpack a little bit today about how faith and love plays into that. And you all, I hope, see this chair. Now, I believe this chair exists. And some of you may be thinking, I'll bet I can talk him out of that. As you do many other things, I tell you. Nonetheless, then I can talk to you about it. But you can't. I believe it. This chair exists. I also believe that if I were to sit on this chair, it would hold me up. I believe that. Now, here's my question. Anybody want to talk me out of that before I move on? Okay. All right, I believe it. Now, all that believing that I just told you I have, does it do me any good?
Yeah.
What good does it do me? Well, I'm not sitting on it, but I still believe it. So if I believe that, but I'm not sitting on it, does it do me any good? Well, I believe it is. But you're getting on to what I want to point out. Faith is not agreeing intellectually with an idea. Somebody says, I believe in Jesus. And my question to them is, so what? Show it to me. So I'm going to demonstrate how all my belief about this chair does me some good. You've already begun to anticipate it. Now I get the benefit of believing. It's where I take my whole trust and I put it on what I believe. I take my whole trust about Jesus and I put it on him. I don't just agree that, yeah, the Bible's true. Church, great thing. Church, yeah, with you. I'm behind you on that. Usually it's way behind me on that. But, you know, that's what faith is. It is putting your whole trust on something as opposed to agreeing that something could be right or that you like the idea or excellent or, you know, whatever it is. And that's what Jesus is bringing us to that kind of faith, the faith that lasts in that manner forever. Faith, by the way, is one of the three things that lasts forever, hope and love being the other two, as you may recall from the last wedding you attended. So faith is that. It is putting your whole trust on him for everything, all of it. And there's areas of your life where you may not be exercising faith because you haven't put your whole trust on him for it. You may be believing, yes, Jesus loves me and is interested in that area of my life, and that's wonderful. But inside you're saying, and I'll take it from here. Not any of us in this room, of course, but it happens. It happens. In other words, am I saying that faith is God helps those who help themselves? No, I'm saying the opposite of that. Faith is trusting everything in every way, every moment, on Him. Add to that love. You remember this? And this is commandment that we believe, have faith in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as He loves us. Love, in this, as we see it unpacked here, is a love for one another. It is an ongoing lifestyle. It is a daily choice, even more often than that. It is the way that you conduct yourself. It is the manner in which you look at other people and look for God in the middle of them, whatever the case may be with them. It is actually going on the assumption that God is present in that person already before any of us showed up. And we desire for that to come forward. We want that to be built up and released. Now, there are two practices in which faith and love are increasing. And one is shared meals, and the other is mutual encouragement. Shared meals and mutual encouragement are the way that faith and love increase among us. And that's something that we do pretty well here. Love sharing meals. And we share this meal every Sunday, and the mutual encouragement runs very rich among us. What we can do, I think, is strengthen that, deepen that, and enrich that. And as we do that, we will find that we know more of Jesus than we did the day before. And we'll see that in each other. One of the reasons that that is true, that that works out that way, is this. When you are saved, if you will, you are not only saved from your sins, as we've seen before, you are saved into a community. You're not only set right with God, you are also put into a place where you are, in fact, honored very deeply, valued, and built up, and where who you are and the gifts you have are released. That's the kind of community that you and I are released into when we have this engagement, this encounter with Jesus. That's why everyone is welcome at this table. That's why many of the things that we decide to do, we actually do. And you can see that faith is loving God with all that we have, and then love, obviously, is loving our neighbor as ourselves. And that is the foundation, what you might say, of a Christian approach to life, of a scriptural approach to life. It's where we have built the values that we share at St. Francis. As you may recall, that both of those things, loving God and loving our neighbor, is where we began unpacking what is valuable to us. And I believe one of the things that it boils down to is this. When you are brought into the community, saved into the community that God has for you, you're on the path of becoming the person that you long to become. You're on the path of becoming the person that you long to become. And you're in the community that wants to see that happen. John O'Donohue wrote, to desire to become the person you long to become is a great blessing. It's got a little frustration in there too, but it's a great blessing. Believing on the Son Jesus, on the Lord Jesus Christ, and loving one another is to be in the community where you can become the person you long to become and are encouraged in it. There's no blocks to it. The doors are open. The mirror you look into becomes the window you go through. Now, how does this work? How do we get into that? One of the keys that we can take hold of is this: to believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when John is writing about the name of someone, he's writing out of that culture. And in that culture, the name was not just what you put on your name tag, as many of us have done very diligently this morning, put our names on our name tag. Well, it's more than what you put on your name tag. In fact, sometimes we have great fun with that. One church we served, there was a guest book, and we had all kinds of famous visitors sign the book. Captain Picard was there, actually. Beelzebub showed up. His name was in there. You know, we have a picture of names that is a little different. John, something I said? No, okay. Okay. So the idea that the Apostle John is going from is that someone's name is their complete identity. It's their character. It's their gifts. It's their values. It's their history. It's their family. It is everything about them. And when you are believing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are standing on everything Jesus is. Totally. Totally. Everything that he desires for you, you're standing on. Everything he means to the history of the universe, you're standing on. Everything that he expresses in his love for you, you are standing on. That's what it is to believe in the name of the Lord Jesus. That's where the flow of love for one another comes from. The ability to see him in other people comes from you standing on him in that manner. The ability to feel safe and honored and accepted in any Christian fellowship stems from you standing on that place and sharing it with other people who stand in the same place. The ability to know that whatever happens, for good or for ill, conflict or smooth sailing, he will use to have you become the person you long to become, because that longing is from him. The more deeply you trust in the Lord Jesus, the deeper your longing to become the person you wish to become goes. It goes deeper and deeper and deeper. As your faith increases, it goes deeper and deeper. The longing deepens all the time with every step of trust. The desire to share that experience, that love with others, deepens with every step of trust. The confidence that you are accepted by God deepens with every step of trust. The knowledge that he has taken away everything that disconnects you from everyone else, the fear of being alone or ostracized or put out, is taken away by him. That deepens with every step of trust you place on the Lord Jesus. One of the ways that you know that you have, in fact, come to love Jesus and are trusting in him is that you have a great desire to see his presence in other people, to see how he's already acting in them, to see what's already going on, that what he's stirring up in their lives. That's a sign that you have trusted Jesus. It is easy to slip off of that sometimes because we get this kind of picture of what the Christian life would be where our lives get better. And sometimes they just don't get better, but they always get deeper. Sometimes the difficulties do not go away. And you know I'm being generous when I say that. It's a lot of times they don't go away. But the love of God goes deeper. And it all comes from faith. And out of that faith, loving one another. Now, I want to encourage you to be thinking of a way to do this, to act on this, to live this kind of a life. And for each and every one of us here, it may be a little different in your case. Nonetheless, God is asking you something this morning. God is saying, can you follow me? Do you hear the thing I'm saying in your heart right now? Can you give me the longing you have within your heart to be this certain kind of person? Can you give me the person you long to be and put it completely in my hands? Can you have faith in my name for that? Can you love one another in such a manner that it displays that you've already given to me the person you deeply long to be? Do you trust me with that person? Do you trust me with those relationships? Can you love after the manner that I have loved? Now, if you're like me, you say to God, I don't know. I don't know. To which God will answer, all things are possible in my name. Who's coming to your mind? What challenges are springing up within you? Who are the people you perhaps long to see grasp these things? What level of justice do you want to see operating? What manner of community do you wish to live in? All these things may be bubbling up. They are the places where God says, give me that and trust in my name for those things this morning. Whatever it is, if you would give him that, there's three steps that will happen. It will die. It will be buried. And it will be raised on the third day. Would you please stand? Lord Jesus, we ask you now, keep guiding us, keep leading us, direct our steps, that we may trust in you with all that we have and love one another out of the depth of that trust. Each one that we know, each one that surrounds us, the places where we live, work, and frequent, that we may always reflect that trust in your name. Amen.